Welcome to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Webb. Thank you guys for listening. This is the spot where I get a chance to interview entrepreneurs who are out there just like you, trying to make the best of their dreams and turn their dreams into cash. Today I have a special guest, Mr. Garnell Murray, good friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
He is a fashion designer and what I like to consider a multimedia guru. This guy taps into anything multimedia and kind of attaches it to his brand and helps to launch his brand further. I've known him for a few years and now you're going to get a chance to know him. Garnell, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. Just staying busy, trying to stay safe and, you know, strategize on goals now that this pandemic is going on. You know, just try to simplify things, man.
That's awesome. I forgot to mention to our listeners, he's also a performing and recording artist who writes and performs his own music and has been doing some fun things I see online and YouTube and different things. So before we get into it, give people a little idea of what it is you do.
So one of my primary businesses that I have is a commercial cleaning business. We clean residential homes, commercial properties such as apartment complexes, offices, factories. So that's my main business. And then another business that I have in the works right now is a clothing line / entertainment brand. And with that, I wanted to kind of do something a little bit bigger than just a clothing line. I want to introduce, you know, books under my brand. I want to introduce music. Hopefully I wanted to get into some screenplays and, you know, get into film. So I kind of started a brand just to have an overhead of all of those things, which is still in the process because of that. But yeah, those are my two main things that I'm working on right now. And obviously the entertainment brand is a little bit hard to get started up at this time because we have limited access to where we can go and things we can do. So cleaning has been my biggest thing.
Yeah, starting with the first business, I can imagine that cleaning is probably a good business for you right now. I see a lot of people promoting their cleaning services. We are in the midst of a pandemic. What are you doing to promote your cleaning business?
To promote my cleaning business right now, especially, I'm making sure customers know that we're using high quality disinfectant, you know, stuff that you would use to clean medical facilities and hospitals. We kind of have to go that route just to ensure that people will be safe for businesses that are still open and are essential, especially places that have over like 20 employees and stuff like that.
How do you compete? How do you compete with the big guys being an independent entrepreneur in a cleaning business? How do you compete?
Competing with the big guys, really, I feel like I can be more personal. You know, I can be more available as a CEO. And a boss. I feel like when people deal with bigger companies, not only are they overpriced because of all of the different things that bigger companies have to do, but they just don't have, I guess, I think where I have them beat is the customer service, I would say. Pretty much the customer service.
That one-on-one approach, they get a chance to meet the CEO. I'm assuming you come out and clean some of the properties as well.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. I've seen a lot of people exploring the cleaning business. I think that's a great opportunity, especially with what's going on now. The fashion brand and entertainment company, something you've been working on for quite some time now. I've seen you kind of switch gears and change your direction. Can you tell us on where you started and why you decided to kind of switch gears with the brand?
So the brand was created in 2014. Originally, it was called Newborn Society. And pretty much what that name represents is the birth of a new lifestyle, you know, dedicated to overcoming obstacles and living life to your highest potential. So that was the kind of direction I was going with that name, because again, I always wanted to start a clothing line that meant something more than just fashion. And I feel like it works when you explain, you know, what the brand is to people, it works and they understand it and they're like, oh, that's a clever name. But then first impression, some people might think it has to do with like babies or infants because of the name newborn. And I kind of ran into that problem a lot of times, especially when it came to us hosting events. And some of the events that we hosted to market was at bars. So it was like, that name was kind of,
you know, I just, never it, thought about that, but it's interesting how you come up with a brand, you have a vision, you have an idea for it. To you, it's clear as day. And then when right. you put it out to the public, something as simple as the word newborn mm-hmm. can turn people a whole nother direction. You know, it just like, it catches you off guard completely. And mm-hmm. next thing you know, you got moms with their newborn showing up to your event. Like, I thought this was for me or something, you know?
Exactly.
And so is that part of the reason why you decided to pivot to another brand?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to change the name, because I feel like I wanted to, it's still a family-friendly business, but I kind of wanted to be more hip and appeal to more people. Yeah. And I feel like that name definitely threw some people off.
And so what's the new brand?
The new brand is called Venn District. So yeah, that's like the overhead of everything I'm gonna put out when it comes to like published books, music, film, clothes. I want to just have everything under Venn District.
And so going through all of this and the ups and downs of starting a brand and then having to change it and just staying flexible, what would you say is your why? What keeps you going? What keeps you ticking away at this dream of yours?
What keeps me going? I think the number one thing that keeps me going is that I feel like I'm passionate about it. Before the whole thing of making money from it, I feel like there's a passion there. Because I feel like a lot of times people start things and the reason why they run out of motivation so soon when they're trying to go into a new business venture is because they're kind of thinking about dollar signs more so than, is this something that I actually want to do? You know, some people, I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing things on a survival mode, but there has to be a level of love for it really to keep it going and treat it like it's something of your own. So I think that's what keeps me going, is that I'm actually passionate about writing and designing and stuff like that. So
I would say that's crucial, because you made a good point. A lot of people want to do stuff and they start it just because they want to, but true passion is kind of what drives you through the ups and downs. You know, that waking up thinking about it, going to sleep thinking about it, something you just can't get off your mind until you start to etch away at your tasks and the thing you need to do to actually accomplish these goals. And once you have that, I think is true passion. Not just saying, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but a driving force within you that just will not stop.
Definitely.
What have been some of your challenges specifically with the entertainment and fashion company regarding, you know, being on lockdown under this COVID-19 situation, having to kind of stay home? A lot of businesses aren't open. For you, what has been your challenge? And or what have you been doing to monopolize off of this situation?
I think my biggest challenge is the fact that I like to be involved. I like to be a community involved when it comes to my marketing. So I like to be in people's faces, whether it's a pop-up shop, whether it's a cross-promoting event. I think people just grasp on to what you really represent when they get to be in front of you. And I think that's been the biggest challenge, is being stuck at home when it comes to that, because online market, like if you had to be just confined to online marketing, it's not really gonna grab people the way you want it to grab people. So I think that's been one of the biggest things. But a positive has been, you know, me actually having the time to sit down and map things out on as far as like a long-term, short-term, mid-term goals.
Strategy.
I think that's been definitely a positive, you know, not running around all day, every day, and kind of focusing on branding for when this is all over with, being able to get back out there and having an actual concrete plan, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree, man. I've been using this time to kind of, you know, every day, map out all the tasks I want to do and knock them out better than I've ever been able to do. Because like you said, usually we're running around, we're taking care of people, we're handling business for our company. And a lot of times we don't get to take care of those nuts and bolts that we need to when it comes to strategizing, when it comes to planning, when it comes to, you know, just getting things in order. So I've also been using this time to do that as well. Looking at this and on the other side of it, coming out of it, what's the one thing you think you're going to learn from all of this, being kind of locked down and not being able to market and promote your business the way you want?
One thing I feel like I'll definitely learn from this is I guess I would say just having more creative ways to go about things, because people don't really prepare for this type of stuff. And I think that you have to think about all the things that could go wrong in the process of when you're planning things, and kind of figuring out how to beat those odds, like, ahead of time, be ahead of the game. So I think that that's the one thing I feel like I've learned from this, is staying on top of things a little bit better, not taking time for granted, and, you know, freedom to go do things when you want to for granted. Just being ahead of the game, 10 steps ahead.
And is there any advice you can give for other entrepreneurs who may be where you were 3 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago, and now they're in this, and it's a little harder for them because their feet aren't planted in, they're just getting started. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs who are just getting started that are in this lockdown COVID-19 era?
The advice I would give them is, you know, right now, if you don't have your trademarks in order, you know, you want to protect your brand. As a business, you need to trademark the name, for one. Figure out what licenses you need, you know, when it comes to whether you need a sales permit or anything along those lines. Insurances, people don't think about that either. With the cleaning business, I need to pay for insurance every month, obviously, because you have employees that can get hurt in those facilities.
And would you say for a designer, it's important to get not only your LLC, but also the trademarks for your brand?
Yeah, if you're a designer, especially starting a fashion brand, you definitely want to get a trademark. You don't want to have any issues. You want to put all this work into your brand, and then you have issues with a name conflict later.
Now, I'm a little slow and not too into that business, but are the LLC and trademark separate, or does a designer just need to get an LLC and that covers the trademark?
So an LLC is just a limited liability protection, pretty much, for running a business legally. Gotcha. When it comes to trademarking, you're pretty much just protecting your brand name and what the business is in all 50 states. So when I started Newborn Society, one of the things that the government asked me is this a brand catered to babies? Because if it was, I would have had conflict trademarking that name because of so many names out there with newborn in it.
Gotcha.
But because it was in a whole different lane, it was a lot easier to get that trademark as a clothing line that didn't cater to babies. So, a LLC, that's just pretty much a permission slip in your state to run your business. Right. Trademarking is you're protecting your business entity in all 50 states. Nobody can make a Twitter page copying you. Nobody can make a Facebook page copying you, a website copying you. As long as you have your business trademarked, you can put it in all of that.
Well, that's great advice for anybody out there starting a fashion company, because I know it kind of gets confusing when it comes to the paperwork you need and the avenues you need to take. And I think it's also great advice that you're telling people to get this stuff in order now, especially if your business is new and you have this opportunity to take care of some of the logistical stuff. Take care of your website, take care of your trademark, take care of your LLC, take care of your shipping arrangements, so that when this is over, you can kind of turn the key, open the door, and start a new chapter. One of the things I think that has been a benefit from all of this is we do kind of get an opportunity as a society to start over. You know, the way things were fine and they were fun and they were good and all, but if you think about it, you know, we had a lot wrong with this society, and now we kind of got a chance to look at ourselves and look at each other and see how can we improve things for our fellow neighbor, our family, and not only that, but the earth itself. So I'm optimistic at this opportunity, especially for entrepreneurs. I'd also like to say this is a time where I've seen more entrepreneurs give back than ever before. There are entrepreneurs who are giving out free food, entrepreneurs who are making free masks, or entrepreneurs who are, you know, giving hand sanitizer that they made at home. And so, you know, it really kind of, I don't know if the ramifications will be seen now or later, but the way entrepreneurs have come together in their own communities to help one another, I think is remarkable. I salute them. I ask them to continue to keep going. And I really appreciate you coming on today to talk to some of our young entrepreneurs on the chat that just need a little advice. Is there anything you want to leave folks with that are out there listening, entrepreneurs that just may need a little motivation, inspiration, or just advice?
I would just say write down your goals. And, you know, one thing I really want to say is that people don't also have to stick to this traditional, like, oh, I need to start a cleaning business or a clothing line. Nowadays, you see people monetizing all different things, a variety of things that you wouldn't even think was possible to monetize 10 years ago. So just write down everything that you're passionate about and figure out ways to monetize those things. It can be something that nobody's ever done before, and you can create a whole new lane. And right now is the perfect time, you know, while we have this time to sit down, it's the perfect time to catch up and really strategize. So
absolutely. You know, they say it takes you about 5 seconds to talk yourself out of doing something. So for all of our listeners out there, I'm going to give you a 1% challenge. If you put 1% of your thought or energy into an idea, I want to challenge you to turn that 1% into 100%, to actually pursue it, write it down, and make it a priority in your life before that 5 seconds is up and you talk yourself out of it. You know, we talk ourselves out of opportunity. We talk ourselves out of money. We talk ourselves out of a lot of things every day just by saying why we can't do something. So for all the listeners out there, take this opportunity to get things done. G, any last words you want to leave us with?
Yeah, going off on that, I feel like the reason people talk themselves out of things so fast is because they're looking at the result of what they want before they look at the journey of it. And I feel like you have to really... You gotta embrace the journey, the whole process of getting where you want to be. You have to kind of enjoy taking those step by step, because if you just think about the end goal, you're just gonna get frustrated all the time. You
and
know?
not let it stress you out, that journey, because it is a part of the process. So it's like, you know, you can take the bumps in the road and really ruin your day and ruin your week, or you can acknowledge them as a part of the process. And the fact that, you know, you get through the bumpy roads for a smoother road later down the line. And it's a constant learning process. I enjoy watching you grow. I enjoy your brands growing. Please continue doing what you're doing. G. Murray, Garnell, let them know where they can find you online, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. How can we see what you do? And don't leave anything out.
So my Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all my personal ones are just / Garnell Murray. And then the same for Venn District, my clothing line, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. It's just Instagram/ Garnell Murray. Instagram.com/ Garnell Murray, Instagram.com/ Venn District.
Nice.
So, y'all can just connect with me on any of those. We also on Xbox and PlayStation. I know the esports thing is kind of rising up right now. People are getting money.
What's your plan for the YouTube, man? I've been catching you here and there, and I've seen some of the music stuff you've been posting, I think, on Facebook. What is the plan for the YouTube? What's next?
What's next? I'm working on a music project right now, but I kind of want to continue to give people advice and, you know, keep people motivated on my journey to doing whatever I'm doing. You know, in between, I want to find time to just talk to people, you know, not just post music and stuff. So I think that's what I've really been working on lately, is just making sure I stay connected with people on the higher level.
Word. Thank you, brother. Staying connected, staying prepared. I appreciate your time. To our listeners, Entrepreneur for Life broadcasts on all the major podcast platforms. Thank you guys for listening. Please share this and all your entrepreneur groups on social media so we can help this brother get his word out. Again, peace, my brother. Thank you. Stay safe in the quarantine. And can't wait to see you when it's over, man.
For sure, man. Appreciate you for having me.